Sean. Armando Sewell and Mr. Trevor Harris are having a bit of a back and forth. Do you think this is something that was scripted or thought of previously by Armando Sewell?
Oh, I don't know if it was scripted. I just love, you know, I don't know him that well, but so far, so good. Put a microphone in front of this guy. He knows what to say. He knows how to say it. He's watched everybody play so far. The Alouettes are the only team yet to play. And he's spitting fire already at his former teammate and just saying, you hit him once and then the game's over for him. And I like that kind of attitude. Now, the thing is, when you speak like that, you talk like that, you have to go out and perform. And at 34 years old, he's got a lot to prove, especially this weekend in Edmonton.
Yeah, Sean, looking to forward to the game here on Saturday's the Alouettes' first game. Their offense is a dynamic one. You got Vernon Adams Jr. who can throw, make all the passes. He can also run. And then you got William Stanback, one of the best backs in the CFL. What are the expectations like heading into the season for the Montreal Alouettes?
Offensively, I think that the idea is to improve. They want to be a team that gets 30 points a game. And if you look at the first couple weeks or week and a half into the CFL, getting 20 points seems to be hard right now because there's so much time off. And the Alouettes have brought a lot of their offense back. Their defense is new, but their offense is back. That means Vernon Adams Jr., he understands his receivers and Eugene Lewis, B.J. Cunningham, Quan Bray, Jake Winicky. He's been with them. Will Stanback, he left, he came back, and now he's right there next to Vernon Adams Jr. The offensive line, for the most part, with a little bit of adjustments, is the same. So out of all the offenses in the CFL, it's one of the ones that actually has remained the most intact. Will that mean that they're going to score points? I don't know, but I think they do like their backfield with Adams Jr., who really showed promise at the end of 2019, and Will Stanback, who can be a force at the running back position.
Is the offensive line going to give enough time to make any and all these plays they want?
They hope so.
Whatever team hopes so.
Look, the offensive line has been an interesting spot for the Alouettes for so long because they haven't really been able to figure things out. Now, a lot of them are coming back. You're going to have Landon Rice, who's going to get a starter's position this year, and Tony Washington, the longtime veteran over at the left tackle. In the middle, it's pretty much the same, but they made some adjustments. Philip Gagnon and Christian Matt will be the guards. Christian Matt was the center that came after Luc Brodeur-Jourdain. But they're going with Sean Javinson, the 6'7", 315-pound guy who played guard the last few years. He's going to be at center this year. So there's a little bit of an adjustment there, but it's the same pieces. But sometimes it's just more time together as a group that will make an offensive line work. And that's what Luc Brodeur-Jourdain, the offensive line coach, is going for. He's going for cohesiveness. If these guys worked together a couple of years ago, even if it wasn't that great, he believes they'll be able to build off of that and that there won't be a struggle to start the season. So they're hoping. So, yeah, they don't know, but they're hoping.
On the flip side, Baron Miles is a defensive coordinator. I know there's about four former Edmonton players there, Money Hunter, Tyquan Glass. We already mentioned them, Armando Sewell, Nick Usher. How's the defense looking, Sean?
It looks good. That's where they spend all their free agent money, right? We spoke about the Sewell and Hunter coming in and Glass. But Baron Miles, he might be the biggest upgrade. They go from Bob Slowick, and then they move over to Baron Miles, who's been there. And then this week, one of the second best quotes of the week came from Baron Miles. Why is the defense going to be better? Because I'm coaching them. And he goes, he went on to say because he was a former player and he understands the league a little bit. Slowick didn't come from the CFL. He didn't have a CFL background. But, I mean, that's pretty good. And Baron Miles has been around the game a long time. And I think a lot of people see potential down the line for him being a head coach. He's got to dip his toes in the defensive coordinator position first. But the Owls are excited about this defense. And I know Edmonton football fans know this defense very well. So it'll be interesting to see how they put it up. They got to be able to keep the other team off the field because that was a big problem for the Alouettes 2 years ago, the fact that it was like 33, 34, 35 minutes every single game that the other offense was on the field.
Talking CFL football with Sean Campbell from Montreal at TSN 690. So what does Baron bring that he's so confident and you've seen some good out from him already?
You know, he brings a little bit of a mentality, a little bit of attitude. I think that that CFL swagger that he had as a player, he knows his team, he knows the city. I just think that he's very confident in what he can do, and then he's going to be able to translate that. Now he needs his veterans to step up, and that goes for Sewell, and that's going to go for a guy like Chris Ackie. They won't have Patrick Levels this week. He will not play. He's dealing with finger and hip injuries, so that linebacker is not going to be in the group for them. But they're going to rely on some of the veterans to kind of carry this team, including a guy on their defensive side, Greg Reed as well. But I think Baron Miles has a lot of faith in those guys putting it together.
Sean, any players that we don't know that are new to the CFL that we should keep an eye out on this Owls team?
There's a few. I'm curious about them myself. With some of these players. I know that the brand new kicking and punting situation with the Alouettes, they're going with David Cote, and they're going with a punter, Joseph Zima. So they're kind of going the duel. Not many teams do that. Sometimes they just give it to one guy. So see how their special teams goes this year. The guy that he came out of the Sooners, Ahmad Thomas, looked like he's going to be getting the starter at middle linebacker. And if college football fans know that, know the Sooners and know how hard that this guy hit. So I'm curious about him and how well he'll be able to adapt to the game.
What are your expectations, I guess, as far as, you know, it's a little bit hard when you haven't seen a team play for over a year. What are your expectations as far as a record out east for the Alouettes?
I have no idea, man. I really don't. Like, how can anybody? Like, look, it's been a week and a half. Like, did anybody think that the Elks were going to, you know, put 12 points up, and that the Calgary was going to be 0-2 at home to start the year? I mean, this is weird. So expectations, none. I don't know, but I know that the expectation in the city is exciting because, look, that was at the beginning of all the changeover, new ownership for the Alouettes. They just went with the rebranding of the logo. You know, Danny Machocha finally put his stamp on the team, but he hasn't been able to put anything. Kahari Jones has taken over. Vernon Adams Jr. looks like he's, you know, a star in the making in the CFL. So, yeah, people are feeling good about the team, but, man, no one's watched the game in so long. So I have no idea what to expect tomorrow. I'm just excited. I mean, everybody else got started except for the Alouettes. Let's go.
Sean, thanks for this, buddy. I really appreciate it. We look forward to this game tomorrow night.
And I appreciate the Hartford Whalers goal song coming in.
That's Jason Greger's positive Friday song. Everything's positive on Friday. So hopefully it'll be positive for the Alouettes tomorrow night.
All right. Have a good one, guys.